Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hi, folks. This is Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 217. And we have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Warrington Gillette to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 19th through the 21st at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Warrington Gillette is best known for playing Jason Voorhees in select scenes from Friday the 13th Part 2, and has also appeared in Penny Dreadful and Time Walker, among others. For more information about Days of the Dead, visit daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the 2021 Monster Bash coming to Nightmare on Edgewood Haunted House in Indianapolis. Monster Bash is the Scare Factor's annual after-season haunt party and their way of giving back to all the boils and ghouls that have been working their tails off to scare the bejesus out of everybody. Whether you're a volunteer or parking lot flagger, all the way to managers, makeup artists, owners, or haunt-related vendors, everyone within the industry is welcome to attend. This is a haunter party with food and adult drinks, and the haunt recommends their show for ages 12 and up. There are often adult-themed shows and grotesque costumes at this event. Parents are advised to use discretion whether considering whether or not to bring kids. The event will feature entry into the full Nightmare on Edgewood show with their three attractions, a costume contest, a drag show from Haunters Against Hate, a live DJ, and of course the Scare Factor's awards ceremony. You can get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/thescarefactor. We have this from the Brimstone Haunted Attraction in Wilmington, Ohio. Wait, the scares aren't over yet. Have yourself a scary little Christmas this year with us. Brimstone Haunt returns this holiday season with more terror in store. Visit Krampus and find out what happens if you've been naughty. Attractions include Psychosis and the Forgotten Forest. Open Fridays and Saturdays, December 3rd, 4th, 10th, and 11th. From 7 to 11 p.m. Concessions and merchandise will be available. Get a combo ticket to A Scary Little Christmas and Yuletide Village for even more fun. Get more information and ticket info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/brimstonehaunt. We have this news from the Outbreak on Main Haunted House in Oneida, Tennessee. We told you there would be more. Have you been good boils and ghouls this year? This Christmas, Santa and his reindeer is what's on the menu. Be sure to join us for a two-night haunted house special December 10th and 11th, complete with a madhouse full of evil elves, rotting corpses under the tree, and a jolly fat man who's carving up the town folks for a magical feast. This isn't going to be your normal holiday cheer. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/FrightmareForest08. We have this news from the Ali Terror Plantation Haunted House in Savannah, Georgia. Do you really think it was over? It's never over. The Ali Shriners present Krampus. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better watch out. I'm telling you why. Krampus is coming to town for one night only, Saturday, November 27th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. Proceeds will benefit the Elie Schreiner and are not tax deductible. Not recommended for children under 13 years old and no refunds issued. They're located at 100 Eisenberg Drive, just off the Harry S. Truman Parkway in Savannah. Get more information at the Elie Terror Plantation Facebook page or call 912-429-3059. We have this from the UCA Miscreation Haunted Attraction in Phoenix, Arizona. This December, we have two separate haunts running on two separate weekends, the Nightmare Before Christmas Haunt and the Krampus Havoc Nights. For the Nightmare Before Christmas Haunt, happening December 3rd through the 5th, come see UZA Miscreation and meet Jack himself in the Bones. This is more of a jolly holiday haunt with just two levels. Level 1, none scary, and level 2, kinda scary. Bring the family and come have a fun time. UZA Miscreations turns into a fun Halloween slash Christmas party mix with UZA Miscreation monsters and some from the Nightmare Before Christmas world. For the Krampus Havoc Nights, December 10th through the 12th, Christmas is here again for UZA Miscreation monsters, and they're celebrating it with their good old friend Krampus before he gets too busy punishing the naughty children and adults. The monsters of Miscreation are partying it up with Krampus and eating delicious children's stew. So come on down and bring the family and meet Krampus himself. Get information on both haunts at miscreation.com, that's myscreation.com, that's how it's spelled, / Christmas - attraction. We have some gaming news from Capcom regarding Resident Evil Village. This comes to us via bloodydisgusting.com. We've been waiting on any news regarding Resident Evil Village DLC since it was first announced back at E3 2021. And while we're no closer to an announcement yet, according to the recent internal report by Capcom, we're potentially in for some free DLC. According to the document, which mostly details a previous year's event for the company as well as its future plans, one section mentions free DLC for both Monster Hunter Rise and the aforementioned Resident Evil Village. The document states that Capcom will, quote, drive our customer management to understand the playing trends and preferences of users while also building a business model for online operations, taking into account the situation of our free additional DLC for titles such as Monster Hunter Rise and Resident Evil Village, unquote. Other than that paragraph, nothing else mentions any details for the DLC, including whether or not Capcom will adopt the model that they went with the combination of free and paid DLC for Resident Evil 7. There was the hinting by voice actor Neil Newbon that he could be involved with Resident Evil again in some capacity, not to mention Ada being left on the cutting room floor for Village. Regardless, it looks to be another stay tuned situation. Resident Evil Village is now out on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Xbox Series, Google Stadia, and PC via Steam. We have this news from Rotten Manor Haunted Attraction in Holly, Michigan. Coming soon, a bloody Christmas. Come enjoy our two full 30 to 45 minute attractions, the Rotten Manor and the Rotten Asylum / Forest, as they are transformed into our bloody Christmas event. Boasting the largest, most realistic custom structures of any attraction in Michigan, Rotten Manor is a highly detailed, theatrical, and immersive experience in fear. Tickets are sold on-site at the ticket booth only, and only cash. There is an ATM on-site. Happening December 3rd, 4th, 10th, 11th, 17th, 18th, and the 25th, get more information at RottenManor.com. We have this from the Houston Horror Market Pop-Up, Part 4, coming to Houston, Texas. Announcing our fourth annual outside holiday market pop-up with all new horror celebrity guests / vendors / artists / filmmakers, happening one day only, December 11th at the Raven Tower, 310 North Street in Houston from 12 to 6 p.m. Admission is only $5. Advanced online purchases $10 at the door. Kids 12 and under are free. And joining the Horror Market Pop-Up Part 4 as a celebrity guest is none other than Felissa Rose. Felissa is widely known for her role as the sweet and shy Angela Baker with a secret in the cult classic favorite Sleepaway Camp. Come out and meet Felissa. She'll be signing autographs and taking photos with fans from 12 to 6 on December 11th. Get more information at facebook.com/HoustonHorrorEvents. We have this from the Haunted Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. The Curse of Krampus, presented by the Haunted Hotel, is a holiday horror edition of Christmas. Imagine crazy Santa, jacked up Frost, insane gingerbread man, the Krampus devil, man-eating elves. It's going to be an adventure with old Saint Nick. Join us December 3rd, 4th, and 11th from 8 to 10. Tickets available online and on location. Get more information at HauntedHotelKY.com. We have a little vendor news from Dark Creations ATX. Yep, it's Xmas time. We are currently offering, for a very limited time, our two popular Krampus variants for the holiday season. Due to a very short holiday season, we are limiting the order availability of each variant to only 2 orders per costume this season. Once we fulfill 2 orders per design, these will become temporarily unavailable and will not reopen until next year. They can be found in our signature series as they are the only 2 options currently open to ordering. For more information, visit their website, darkcreationsatx.com. We have some news from the Into the Black Haunted House in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Since 2017, Into the Black has been a walkthrough maze of the infamous Black House, an eerie Victorian mansion that once housed a family notorious for devil worship. And now the Black Into the Black haunted attraction is up for sale. Everything included, but it must be moved out of its current location very soon. If you're interested, email larry@boneyardfx.com for prices and more info. And finally, we have some encouraging news regarding the film Hocus Pocus 2. This comes via iHorror.com. It seems like they've been talking about a Hocus Pocus sequel forever. Well, we have a little something more concrete to talk about. Hocus Pocus 2 is seriously coming to Disney+. In fact, we'll see that magic strike next fall, just in time for Halloween. Perhaps best of all, we now know that the fabulous Doug Jones is coming back for the sequel. Over the course of all the on and off cast members stating that they will come back or won't come back, or maybe come back, we do know that the OG sisters are indeed coming back. That's right, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy are coming back, and as if that casting isn't already magical enough, Doug Jones took to Twitter and shared the great news that Billy is indeed back. Before Billy falls asleep again, I have 2 things to say today. 1, happy Halloween, and 2, tune in next October 2022 to see if I wake up again. That's the official announcement for Hocus Pocus 2 on Disney+. That's what Jones tweeted. The synopsis bumping about online for Hocus Pocus 2 goes like this. It's been 29 years since someone lit the black flame candle and resurrected the 17th century sisters who were executed for practicing witchcraft, and now they're looking for revenge. It's now up to 3 high school students to figure out how to stop the ravenous witches from wreaking a new kind of havoc on Salem before midnight on All Hallows Eve. Ann Fletcher directs Hocus Pocus 2 with Jen D'Angelo writing and Walt Disney Pictures producing. And as always, folks, when we get more information, we'll report it right here on the Big Scary News. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on the Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these,
then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, for the most part, Haunt Season 2021 is in the books. We've put that proverbial nail in the coffin. There are a few blackout events going on this weekend, some last weekend haunts going on. Legendary Haunt Tour is closing out what has been, for the most part, a very, very cool season. I got a chance to take my daughter to Netherworld for a first time. That was awesome. Got to see a few haunts around. And I hope you did too, because, hey, it only comes around for a glorious 6 to 7 weeks out of the year. But one of the big newses that has been going around in the haunt industry is that after 23 years, Statesville Haunted Prison in the Chicago area announced earlier that they were closing their doors for the final time. And having been to Statesville once several years ago, it made me a little sad because, frankly, that place is incredible. So I know a lot of people have been asking, what's next for Statesville Haunted Prison? What's going on? Why? It's a big question. So I thought we would ask the person who would know, Mr. John LaFlamboy, who kind of runs Statesville Haunted Prison. Well, not anymore, I guess. But John's up in the Chicago area. John, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Always glad to talk to you, my friend. 23 years ago, you started this crazy thing. And when you announced that this was going to be the final season for Statesville Haunted Prison, what was the initial reaction from the general public and the haunt community?
Quick correction there. Statesville, in one form or another, has been around for 25 years. It started 25 years ago when Paul Siegel started doing haunted hayrides, telling ghost stories about the actual prisoners of the maximum security prison, Statesville, which is just down the road, escaping and hiding in their cornfield. And then in the second year, he did kind of a black maze and a hayride. 23 years ago, in 1998, is when I graduated college, weirdo theater kid, with a thesis that I wrote in college that theater people should be doing haunted houses. And that we should be taking these haunted houses and turning them into these immersive, interactive experiences. So 23 years ago is when I walked up to and met Paul Siegel and said, I got this idea. And he said, well, there's the barn. And we knocked down everything that was there before us and started anew. Instead of this haunted hayride and black maze, we started a single focus on an immersive, interactive experience, a live-action horror show that we named Statesville Haunted Prison. Just all game on that one mission of creating that interactive, immersive experience called Statesville Haunted Prison. So that's it. A little clarification, because history matters. And we got a lot of it. But as to why, you know, why it all closes, this is the great question that everyone has. And it's most people understand and sometimes don't want to admit. All things must come to an end. And our time on the Siegel property came to an end this year.
So, you know, after a very long and storied history, you know, you closed your doors for the final time a few days ago. I'm sure the actors, it might have been a little emotional, might have been a little busy, a little bittersweet. I know for the makeup artists, the set designers, everybody involved with this. What was the general reaction of
everybody who's worked there. Some of them, I'm sure, have been with you for many, many years. Some of you may have been first-year actors, but how did they take the news that you guys were going to close, and how was it on the final evening after the lights had gone?
Oh my God. Let's just say, for the moment we announced this, this was in the very end days of August.
Yes.
That we had come to an agreement with the Siegel family, and we were going to produce this show one last time. It was a whirlwind of emotion. I mean, it was a roller coaster. People, ups, downs, people in denial, people saying it can't be. And what I tried to at least communicate to everybody out there, because it was, you know, very emotional, very sad for so many people. And like you said, we have people that have worked for us for 20 years. It's not like Zombie Army just reloads the new people every year. We have a core that has been with us from the beginning. People who grew up there, kids, you know, who came of age there, artists who started their craft there. There's so much history, and there's so much that people have their lives connected and interwoven with the annual winds of what we're doing out on that property. So there was so much. But what I tried to keep at the forefront when talking to the cast and crew was that most haunted houses don't ever get to see their last show coming. Most haunted houses end, and nobody knows until the next year when they try to start it up again. And we had this rare opportunity where we knew it was going to be our final season. We had this rare moment in time where we could not only come back to produce our last show, but really just pull out all the stops, celebrate all the actors that have worked in those halls, celebrate all the technicians and the artists that have built this icon to be what it is, and to celebrate the audience that was there for us year after year after year, cheering us on. To get that opportunity, to get that moment, to be able to celebrate an entire month with the cast and crew that made this possible and with the audience that was always there for us, that's a rare opportunity. And so I tried real hard to keep everyone focused on that, to really get as much out of it as we can, to leave nothing out. You know, make sure we left everything we had on the floor for the audience this year. And boy, did we ever. It was a hell of a month. And yes, I mean, no matter what, no matter how, you know, steadfast I tried to remain and keep everyone on that page, this is a celebration of our history. Of course, that final weekend, I mean, I was gutted every time I looked at Facebook and I'd see another makeup artist or another actor talking about what it meant to them and what it gave to them and how it changed their lives. And of course, the final pit, and if your listeners don't understand what I mean by the pit is this big opening warm-up thing we do before the show starts. It's usually where we do our notes and we get everyone on the same page for the goals and tasks at hand on that night. But man, my mom came up and gave a speech about the first day when she got called by me to come to this barn in Crest Hill. And it was just me putting blue tape on the floor, telling my mom, I'm going to build a haunted house here. and then to see how it grew. And then it wasn't just me. It was this family of weirdos that kind of got bigger and bigger every single year. And then, of course, my baby brother, Kyle, he's not so much a baby anymore. He's been there with me since he was 9. And for him to give his speech in the pit and talk about it, it was, yeah, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't cry. I cried, Drew. I absolutely did. Those kids made me cry. And then confetti cannons went off and balloons were dropped. And it was just the greatest. It was just the greatest final night you could ever imagine in a haunted house. I mean, it really was a pure celebration. And yes, tears flowed. But the tears flowed because of the memories and the great memories we all have together. And although Statesville, you know, may have ended this year, the team that is Statesville, Zombie Army Productions, the team hasn't ended. Our company hasn't ended. And I tried to keep that on the forefront of their minds, too. That life really is about what's next.
Absolutely. And I will just note here that I have noticed that in a lot of posts on social media and things, there always seems to be this slight door open, crack in the door, whatever you want to call it, that this might not be the absolute end of Statesville. I know in the theater business and the haunted house business and other things, you can never truly say something is dead and gone forever. So is there a possibility that Statesville might be, shall we say, resurrected from the dead in some other form, shape, manifestation, whatever you want to call it?
Well, you know, without giving you a direct answer, because I cannot. I mean, I'm only a couple days after our final closing night here. But I will give the listeners this. One of the most beautiful things about this final season, and having this opportunity to celebrate, is that the contract that was written, the deal that was struck, was that we are going to have this final year. And the beauty is that Zombie Army has purchased all interest from the Siegel family.
Ooh.
And we will now get to decide what happens with the Statesville name and Statesville's future. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We have not decided. we don't have any plans. But the beauty, and it strikes on what you're saying, is that, you know, things are sometimes never truly dead. The Statesville name and all the Statesville interests and all the sets and the props and all the great fun stuff and even all the dust that we're going to sweep up and keep, all of that belongs to Zombie Army now. After 23 years of us building this legend, we're incredibly fortunate that we did strike this deal with the Siegel family, and we're able to leave with Statesville. Statesville is ours, and now we can decide what happens next.
Well, congratulations on taking ownership of Statesville. I can't wait to see if there is anything in the future for it. Having taken all the props and all the sets and the scenes and everything, will we see some of those familiar scenes over at your other haunt, Hell's Gate?
Well, that is absolutely correct. The one thing I can tell you for sure that is about to happen, and this, you know, I'm a storyteller at heart, no matter what I'm doing, whether it's theater, film, or haunted houses, I love to tell a good story. And I very much look forward to not just telling the story, but building the world in which the prisoners and the cast and crew of Statesville find themselves in the woods at Hell's Gate, in the basements of Hell's Gate. I very much look forward to crafting this world where I do bring over so much of Statesville and City of the Dead, the props, the sets, interweave them into what is already a very successful show at Hell's Gate. But most importantly, you know, because sets are one thing, props are nothing, whatever, they're all disposable. The most important thing we're bringing over is the talent. It's the amazing artists at Statesville that will then be merging with the artists of Hell's Gate. And at the end of the day, we've always said, we are Zombie Army. We are not Statesville. We are not Hell's Gate. We are not the Fear at Navy Pier. We are Zombie Army. And so as Zombie Army, we will come together as one team and all live at Hell's Gate next year. And this excites me more than I could possibly express to you, the idea of having that much talent under one roof. And I swear, I am going to spend way too much money on expanding Hell's Gate to make room for all of this weirdness and strangeness and chaotic energy that people have known to love from Statesville Haunted Prison.
I can only see the vendors at Transworld salivating as they see you walk up to their booth.
I want to give you my money! yeah.
So how was Hell's Gate this year? Were a lot of people going to both and, you know, paying tribute? Were they talking about, you know, sorry to see Statesville go over at Hell's Gate?
Yeah, I mean, it's because they're both Zombie Army shows. You know, Statesville and Hell's Gate are both Zombie Army productions. Of course, we have lots of ticket deals that are bouncing people back and forth from the different shows. We have a lot of overlap with the audience, even though Hell's Gate is strikingly a different show, a different concept, a different feel. Yes, I mean, you could tell we have fans that love Zombie Harvey Productions. And so there's lots of conversations about it, lots of talk about what's happening next. Are you going to build a building and put Statesville next to Hell's Gate? And it's like, no, we're not doing that. That's not happening. But yeah, yes, they're curious, they're excited. And Hell's Gate was an amazing success this year. I mean, our numbers were up a ridiculous amount considering we were closed during the pandemic last year. We had a huge kind of welcome back to the Halloween season with Hell's Gate this year. And it was fantastic. I mean, I couldn't be happier. Haunted Illinois rated Hell's Gate Haunted House at number one in Chicagoland. Both the Scare Factor and Haunt World put us as the number one haunted house in Illinois. And we're on the top 10 list at both of those outfits there. So Hell's Gate has done incredibly well with the critics, incredibly well with the audience. And it really seems like Hell's Gate is its roots. It's dark, nasty, twisted roots have taken hold out in the middle of the woods out there. And that show is really, really starting to make some hay.
Congratulations on the accolades. You know, I'm sure they're well-deserved. I have yet to get out to Hell's Gate. Perhaps a trip in 22 is definitely in order. I will have to start looking into that.
Please do.
Absolutely. How's the new season of Days of the Living Dead coming along? For those who don't know, Zombie Army puts on their own little, shall we say, show.
Yeah. You know what? I think Days of the Living Dead, which always, you know, it's a great little reality show that follows the Zombie Army behind the scenes of the haunted house industry. Whether it's going to like the Transworld trade shows or going to visit other haunts or our design phase into our build phase. And then, of course, what everybody loves is once we get to the auditioning of kids and casting the show and then producing the show, our fans just are waiting for these episodes to drop. They get mad if it's like a minute late. And we like that. We like that they're so invested. And this year, above all other years, really seemed to be quite special because, you know, once people saw that Statesville was ending, that this thing they're so accustomed to, it's part of their fall tradition. It's part of what they do with their family. It's part of what they do with their friends. Once they saw it ending, there was a real hunger for the old episodes of Days of the Living Dead, which we always keep up there on the internet so people can kind of look back. I mean, we have over 10 years of episodes of the Zombie Army, you know, building and designing and creating and producing this amazing show. And I think people got real nostalgic this year. And there's a lot of looking back. There's a lot of people clicking on those old episodes and giving them a watch. And of course, they wanted to watch the current episodes of how it was all coming to an end.
Right.
So yeah, Days of Living Dead is doing very well. I can't say that without saying big thank you to Froggy's Fog. Because they are our one and only sponsor, and they help keep this thing going. So if you like episodes of Days of Living Dead, and I hope you do, please stop by a Froggy's Fog booth and tell them, because they're incredibly gracious with their sponsorship and keeping that show on the internet.
With the big holiday coming up at the end of next month, is there any possibility that these episodes can be available in like a DVD or Blu-ray format?
You know, we've never done that because they're just all available for free online on everybody's phone and computer anytime they want to watch it. So we've never actually put it on a disc for any reason. I think in the early years we put one on a disc a whole season, but at the end of the day, people are watching these on their phones, not at home. Mm-hmm. So there's no plans for that.
Fair enough.
Unless somebody thinks that's a great idea and they want to help us produce that.
An excellent idea. One final question for you, sir. When was the last time a zombie part was fished out of the lake?
The gift that keeps on giving. Yes, the haunted house we sank to the bottom of Lake Michigan still kicks up body parts every spring. So I did hear some parts came up this last spring when the waters changed, sort of ripping up stuff. So
nice.
I think that we'll just be a kind of a tradition for random zombies to come washing up on the shores of Lake Michigan.
There needs to be some kind of memorial at Hell's Gate for all the body parts that have washed ashore over the years since that went down. Maybe create your own separate room or your own separate display of everything there. I think that would be just tremendous, and I absolutely want to go see something like that.
That's fun.
So, John, I want to thank you for taking the time here to speak to us here at Big Scary News. For people wanting more information about Hell's Gate, obviously they're closed for the season. Any plans for a Christmas or Valentine's Day event out there?
None. None whatsoever. None. No. God, no.
Not going to be trendy and do that.
All of our guns are blazing right now towards next season, taking down Statesville, incorporating so much of it into Hell's Gate, selling the parts that we don't want to keep, because there are lots of parts that we just don't want to store. So any listeners that are hot owners, give us an email. A lot of people are chopping at the bit on pieces of Statesville, and we are selling pieces of Statesville.
Nice.
So that's our plan. That's what we're doing. We're kind of going to be a wholesale store for Halloween stuff, and we're going to be selling that stuff while we incorporate the rest of it into Hell's Gate. We have one singular mission, and that's Hell's Gate next year.
Excellent. If you ever decide to do like a day-long yard sale slash auction or anything, please give us a few weeks' notice. We'll absolutely put that on the news for you.
Will do. It's absolutely part of the plan. That's absolutely what we're looking to do.
Fantastic. For people wanting more information about Hell's Gate or the Zombie Army based out of Chicago, or the web series Days of the Living Dead, I assume it's called a web series. I don't even know these terms these days because I'm an old man. How can people get more information via websites, social medias, and all the like?
Sure. We try to make it real easy. Hellsgate.com. We'll tell you everything you need to know about Hell's Gate. And we are, of course, on Facebook and Instagram. Check out Days of the Living Dead, our web series, at daysoftheliving.com. And the Zombie Army can be found at zombiearmyproductions.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're always making some sort of noise. So click, subscribe, follow us. We'll give you something fun to look at.
Does the Army always recruit, or do you primarily look in the summertime for new people to go work for you?
You know, because of what we do has gotten more of a 10-month out of a year business, we're always looking at this point. Summer is almost too late now. We start all of our builds as soon as, you know, the 3 feet of ice and snow in Chicagoland thaws so we can get out there and get working.
So that's like June, right?
We like to consider it late March is when we can start feeling our fingers and toes again.
There you go. You come back from Transworld and get building. So, as do so many of you guys. Well, John LaFlamboy, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. I'm not going to ask you about, you know, the Bears or any of the teams up there because because I'm a Panther fan and we suck so bad, as we always do. So, you know, anyway. But once again, folks, go to hellsgate.com. Check out Days of the Living Dead on the YouTubes and other places, and of course zombiearmyproductions.com. You still use zap23.com for the same site?
We do, for people who want to move a little quicker.
I don't know what I'll do with all the time I'll save just typing zap23, but that's okay. Once again, folks, thank you, John LaFlamboy. I do want to tell you I'm wearing my Statesville Warden hoodie that I bought from you guys when I visited there about 5 seasons ago, and I'm going to miss Statesville. One visit, and it was already in my top 3 haunts in the country. Loved it very much. And all I have to say is thank you for all those memories. And I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me. Thank you for all the memories of Statesville. And of course,
well, thank you, and thank all of those people for all the support you've given us over the years. We really, really do appreciate it.
Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.